need to get your strength renewed. Amen. Amen. I want to ask you to turn your Bibles to the book of Psalms. And we probably won't be long for you because we've been up here long enough already for us a week or so. We try to preach the word, the meaning of the word, minister to people as God would have us to. And we ain't even planning to do that today, but God knows what we all need. Psalm 61, chapter 61 and verse 1 through 4. We do have a few small things to do after church to get in our orders and things we need to take care of. Okay. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I would abide in thy tabernacle forever. I would trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. Going to ask you to turn your Bibles to Romans, the 8th chapter. Chapter 8 and verse 26. When you have that, would you say amen? Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. All right. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself make intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered or explained. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called of the call according to his purpose. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. We want to talk a little bit about today when my heart is overwhelmed. Amen. Amen. How many ever been like that? I'm sure we all have. When my heart is overwhelmed, to be overwhelmed means to be overcome or to be upset or to be submerged or in despair. That means I am. This look like I'm smothered out. I would look at submerged. That would be a good word. Or I'm just overcome by the problem of life. Amen. It said, hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. That's what we're supposed to be crying out to when we feel like that. We're not supposed to walk around here with a cast down spirit or an overwhelmed spirit. Unattended. We need to be crying out to the Lord. Amen. You need to almost can't wait till you fall down before the Lord and get before him and say, Lord, hear my cry. Attend to my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart, with my inward man down deep down in here is where it hurts. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I ain't talking about their heart pumping blood. I'm down in your soul. That's where the pain is. Amen. When my heart is overwhelmed, when I'm overcome with life's care, when I feel submerged, like I'm just overwhelmed and so heavy, lead me to the rock. Amen. Lord, lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock that's higher than me. Who's that rock? Jesus. He's the rock that's higher than me. My mama's not the rock that's higher than me. My daddy's not the rock that's higher than me. People are not the rock that's higher than me. But Jesus, he's the only one can calm my soul. Amen. The people back in the days are singing the songs like my anchor hold and it grips the solid rock. Amen. I was listening to some of the songs and said, Lord, those songs are so needed today. People want to hear all this bouncy stuff. I said, but those songs took you through whatever you went through. Glory to God. Said my anchor hold and it grips that. In other words, my anchor holds and it grips that solid rock. My anchor, I'm holding on to God all in my soul and mind with everything that I got on the inside of me. My anchor hold and it grips that solid rock. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is submerged, when my heart is in despair, when my heart is overcome, when my heart is upset, to that rock, Christ Jesus, that is higher than me. He's the only one that's higher than my situation. I don't see nobody else higher than him. Amen. For thou hast been a shelter for me. God has been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Amen. How many know God is a fortress? Amen. He's a stronghold. Hey, come Messiah in the time of trouble. Amen. When the seas are raging, amen, and glory to God, the tornadoes are flashing, amen. I'm speaking about in the spirit. When all these things is coming against me, he's the only one that holds me all together that I don't get all washed up, amen. Somebody give God the praise. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. Glory to God. Lord, it may seem like that I'm not going to make it, seem like it's going to wash me out, honey, but I will abide in that tabernacle forever. I will trust in the comfort of thy wings. Glory to God. The Lord said, everyone that, glory to God, is in my hand, will nobody be able to pluck them out. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it says, likewise. Also, adding to that scripture, it said, likewise, the Spirit, God's Spirit also helped our infirmities. God's Spirit also helped our weakness. Amen. Sometimes we feel weak. Glory to God. Amen. Sometimes we feel frailty and we feel weak. Glory to God. And I'm not talking about this physically weak. Sometimes we feel spiritually weak. Sometimes we feel like I just need to be strengthened. I feel weak. Glory to God. I feel a little wobbly. Glory to God. Lord, I need to be encouraged, Lord God. I need to be of a good courage. Amen. Maybe you're encouraged, but you're not of a good courage. Glory to God. Maybe you feel like I can't about pray like I need to pray. I about can't do another thing, Lord. I just feel discouraged, despair. I'm weak, God. It says, likewise, God's Spirit helped our infirmity, helped our weaknesses. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself make intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered or explained. That's why we need to go to the Lord, whether we feel swoon or weak or whatever we feel. We need to go before the Lord because the Spirit of God will help you to pray. Amen. If you don't make an effort to go before him, he can't help you. You got to make the effort to go before him so he can help you pray. He said, likewise, the Spirit, we should say the Spirit also help with our infirmities, for we know not what to pray for. I may not know where to begin. I may not know where to end. I may not know what to do, but all I know to do is to go before you. That's good enough. If I just go before you, I know you're going to help me, Lord, to pray. I might not, it might not even come to mind how to start a prayer, what to say, but I know if I go down before you, you're going to help me to pray. Because the Bible said we know not what we should pray for as we ought to. I might not know how to pray about nothing. I might not even know what the problem is. But when I get down there, the Spirit is going to direct me and show me how to pray.
Amen.
And it says, but the Spirit itself making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Spirit intercedes for us to the Father. Jesus is the mediator between God and man. The Lord said, whatever we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. We praying in the name of Jesus, and he's praying to the Father. He's interceding. He's intervening, and he's telling the Lord what's going on with us. Amen. Glory to God. He's standing in the gap. Glory to God to make up the heads for you. Hallelujah. Glory. He's telling all about what you're going through, all your reasons, and he's praying through you in the Spirit. And for you in the Spirit. Glory to God. And it's making intercession. When you make intercessions for somebody, that means you're intervening for them. That means you're pleading their case. That means you're making petition known for them. That means a prayer to God on our behalf. God, a prayer, praying to the Father on our behalf. Amen. You can't put it in words, but he put it in words for you. Amen. And it says, but the Spirit itself making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. With sounds and utterance would be the same as groanings. Some things I'm praying, I can hear myself praying in English. Some things I just moan out and groan out, amen, with sounds. But that's all right, the good sounds going to the Father. I may be in, when you're groaning, you may be in pain. You may be in travail. You may be in weeping. You may be in grief. You're expressing, you're in some type of expression of groanings on the inside of you. Amen. And he that searches the heart, who's that searches the heart? God searches the heart. How many know God knows our heart? That's what I was saying earlier. The Bible says they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. We can't come to church with our minds here and there. Well, I mean, people do it all the time, but you really won't get very much or little or nothing. You got to come with your mind. I learned that a long time ago. Can't come looking around, being around. You got to get focused. For you got to be focused when you come to church. You got to, like, I don't know what y'all come to do, but I come to hear from the Lord. Amen. You got to draw. You got to get in the service. You got to participate. You got to, the Bible says, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and truth. People sitting on the outside, looking on the outside, standing, gazing, and man hearing them there. You would get nothing from the Lord. I learned that way years ago. You would get nothing from the Lord. I used to, even when, see, I was in the pews before I was a pastor. And I used to, you know, I used to help work in the prayer lines with the pastor. Amen. And I couldn't get up there, stand up there looking around at people and stuff like that. I had to be tuned in before I got up there. Even sometimes I would help him a lot. And sometimes I was asked to come up there. And I'd be, if my man wasn't in tune, I'd be saying, Lord, help me. Because you up there helping, you got to be in tune yourself. Amen. So, you know, you have to draw your mind in. Your mind can't be in China and worry about what you're going to do. Your mind has got to be drawn in. The devil will do everything to distract you, throw your mind out. But you got to be drawing your mind in if you think you won't get something from the Lord. And sometimes God will send the man of God out to go out and minister to this or minister to that. When some people say, well, I wonder why can't he minister to me? Because you were not always in the spirit. That's because you got your hands up. That's because you're saying, thank you, Jesus. That don't make you in the spirit. You're just doing it because they told you to do it. But when your mind is in the spirit, you don't. That means you don't lost track of everybody in there. You be like, I don't think I know is that I need God. I don't care about when nobody else in here. I care about what's going on. All I know is I need God. That's how I was. Amen. Amen? And that's why a lot of times when the man of God would pray for me, the spirit of God would slay me up so many times. It didn't take centuries for the spirit to fall on me. I was one of the ones, spirit fall on me. It fell on me. I didn't, a lot of times you got a lot of stuff in the way. It takes a while for the Lord to come all through that. Amen. I'm teaching and preaching today. Amen. Amen. Your mind got to be drawn. So I tell people to pray before you get to church. Yeah. Pray and then say prayer for after you get to church. Keep your mind on the Lord. Because if you come looking for God, you're going to find it. Amen. Amen? If you come looking for anything else, you are not going to get what you need from the Lord. Amen? Amen? And it said, and I used to, I'll throw this in there too. I used to think like, well, Lord, the minister to this one, something like he ministered to the same one all the time. But a lot of times we don't know what people are going through like God does. Amen? And I used to sometimes, but Lord used to minister to me a lot too. But you know, sometimes you like you minister to me so much, so many times you get a little spoiled. You're like, I want to minister me again. You know what the Lord used to tell me? What are you doing with what I gave you the last time? So I don't know why I'm saying this, but I'm just going out here today. What did you do? And God just don't be ministering people so it's sex talk can sound like a good thing. I don't know what people did with stuff. I used to write man down, but God spoke to me. And immaterial in my life. It came to fruition in my life. Amen. It wasn't just on the paper. It wasn't what somebody said. It's not a good thing. But thus say the Lord. The Lord spoke to me today. What are you doing with that? God don't have time to just speak to us to make us feel good. He's speaking to you for a purpose. He wants that to go somewhere. Amen. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. And it said, and he that searches the heart know what is the mind of the spirit, because he making intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. So he that searches the mind know what's the mind of the spirit. God knows. God knows. How many, can somebody, look at somebody and say, God knows. And he and point to yourself, say, he really do know. God knows the mind. He knows what's going on with you, and he knows what's going on with me when you can't call it. When you can't even touch it, you try to figure out yourself what's going on with me. He knows what you are feeling in here. He knows what's ailing you. He knows the way you take. He knows. Somebody say, he knows, he knows, he knows.
He knows, he knows,
and he searches, and he that searches the hearts know what is the mind of the Spirit. God knows what's going on with you and me, because he making intercession for the saints according to the will of God. God is praying. Praying to the Father that you will get through whatever you're going through. That you will be helped in whatever you're going through. Praying you through. Praying me through. When you feel like, Lord, I'm trying everything in me. I just don't know how much further I can go. I'm trying, Lord. I'm trying. I'm not giving up, Lord, but I need your help. And he say, to he that have no might, God would increase strength. Amen. He that feel like I don't have another, I don't have no strength, no nothing else to pushing me for, God will renew your strength. Amen. And it says, and he that searches the heart know what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make an intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know he makes intercessions to he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. God is going to pray the will of God through for you. He's going to help you pray the will of God through. And because sometimes we think we're praying and we're groaning and we uncertain and we uncomfortable and we praying. We try to, for us we know, we pray as much as we know. But the Bible says about praying more earnestly. When you pray more earnestly, you get more done when you pray more earnestly when you just pray. When you just praying top surfacely, you don't get a whole lot done. But when you get to praying till the tears get to dropping, and the Bible said Jesus prayed and sweat fell for him as drops of blood. Amen. He prays in agony. He prayed. Amen. There's some things will make your soul pray that you really cry out in really heavy to the Lord and weeping. But when you pray like that, you're praying earnestly. You pull all the stops out. You praying earnestly. There's nothing hid. You're not trying to hide anything. You're not trying to leave nothing out. You're praying with everything on the inside of you. And it says that he, and then when you pray like that, God, he'll just fix what his will be prayed through you. Like Jesus, he said, if this cup, I wish this cup would pass from me. I mean, he was a man, just like men today. He didn't want to go to the cross. Anybody in their right mind physically wouldn't want to go to a cross to be crucified. And he prayed if it was possible that would pass him, that he wouldn't have to do that. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So when you pray more earnestly till you begin to really reach out and feel your soul really breaking up and crying for the Lord, you begin to pray the will of God. Because the will of God will be prayed through you. Other than that, you'll still have your own will. Amen? So it says, and he that searches the heart know what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make it intercept. He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. And the Lord will cause all things to work together for your good. And he will cause all things to work together for my good when you really love the Lord. Amen. Even with those things that seem to be oppressing, seem to be troublesome, seem to be agony, seem to be in distress. Amen. When we get through praying to God, we begin to pray to the Lord and asking him for his help. And amen. He'll turn every last one. You won't went through them things for nothing. Sometimes the things we go through, we think we're just going through this for nothing. But it's going to work together for your good. God is working something out with that. Amen. But somebody, it maybe look like they getting past doing you wrong, and look like nothing is, no justice is being brought to them, or this situation is happening over here. God's going to get in that situation some kind of way and turn it around and work it all together for your good. Amen. Thank you. Amen. And say the message was today, when my heart is overwhelmed in me. A lot of people don't know the Lord. When their heart is overwhelmed in them, they go get on drugs. They go kill somebody. They do a lot of other stuff. Amen. But we can go to the rock, which is Jesus, the rock that's higher than we are. You know, sometimes your flesh will tell you, oh, you get tired of doing all that God stuff. Get tired of praying. Get tired. Your flesh part do, yeah. But just think about it. if you didn't do it, what condition you would be in? What shape would you be in? Would you even be here? Amen? Because I don't know about people in this world, but I know if we ever needed the Lord, we sure do need him right now. Amen? You won't be able to appreciate the Lord and thank the Lord for being able to make it glory to God unless you find out what really, you wouldn't thank him like enough if you ever been without him. Amen? Amen. You've ever been without him. Glory to God. You will never want to be without the Lord. Amen. Amen. He's the only one to help us. Amen. There's no other hope in this world. There's no other hope in this world. Amen. Glory to God. So somebody give the Lord a great big hand. Praise. Glory to God. God has, he said, according to his purpose, he has all things that are going to work together because he has purpose. Purpose means he has a cause. He has a plan. How many of you know that God has purpose for your life? Lift your hands up. God has a reason and a purpose for you. You just don't exist. No one in this life just exists. So if you're here, you're here for a reason. Amen. The devil tell you you don't matter. Yes, you do matter. Amen. Some people want to talk about black lives don't matter. Not all this. Have black lives matter. Everything matters. When you look at it, forget the black and white stuff. Amen. Black life matter. White life matter. God matters. Amen. You matter. Amen. The devil tell you, you know, you don't matter. You do matter. If you didn't matter, why are you here? Amen. I don't care if you got here the right way or the wrong way. God still have a plan for your life. Amen. Amen. So we thank the Lord today for his word. Learn to let the Spirit help you to pray. Amen. Learn to let the Spirit help you to pray. When you learn to let the Spirit help you to pray, that means you're not just getting down there 5 minutes of getting up. That means you turning your phone off. You spend some time before the Lord. It takes time to seek the Lord. Amen. God is not on a hurry. We are on a hurry. God is still and present. Amen. We're the one in a hurry. He's not. He's just waiting on us to come in. God doesn't invade our lives. In other words, invade our life and say, "Now I'm coming to your life today. I want you to do this." He don't manipulate our life like that. He's all power God. He could. He don't. But he wants us to take the time out and say, "Lord, you know, I'm talking to you today. I want to talk to you. Lord, you've been so good." We don't start talking to him and with a to-do list, all the stuff we need. You need to start thanking him. Thank you, Lord, for helping, how you helped me yesterday. Thank you, Lord God, for you woke me up this morning. I'm in my right mind. There's a lot of people not in their right mind. Lord, I have activity on my limb. Lord, when I was laying here last night, somebody could have came and robbed me, could have shot me, but I'm here today. You got a lot to be thankful for. Amen. It's a lot we thank the Lord for. You don't thank him for what you worry about, what you don't have. Thank him for the things you had before you started asking him for things. Amen. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I was able to get up and put my clothes on today. Amen. This man we took around, he went to see his daughter and I guess he was the only one contact person. And he was in the wheelchair and then he had a walker he was holding. He was carrying his walker in his hand, but he couldn't walk. So, you know, I looked at the patient and found out where he was going to. So I said, "Well, okay." Me and this other lady, we took him around there, and he said, "When I was walking, he said, boy, he said, you don't know how grateful it is to be able to walk until you can't walk." I said, "I understand." Amen. He was so grateful. Amen. And he went up there to visit his see his daughter. He said, she was in a car accident. He said, their car was total. I guess he had went to the scene. Her car was total. And, you know, she went up there. She about ready to deliver a baby. And she had a little 1-year-old sitting on the bed. And she ready to have a baby. And that was the only contact he had. But he couldn't really do too much for her because he's in the wheelchair and stuff himself. You know, but he said, "I sure do thank you for helping me around here." Amen. He was like, "You don't really know what it is." He said, "Boy, it's something." He said, it's good when you're able to walk. A lot of times we take things lightly for granted when it's not us. I try not to never do that. And it's not so much myself, but when I see different occasions, different things wrong with people, I just feel compassionate. I don't just look at, oh, that's them. I just feel compassion. When you, how, I don't see how a person that's, they have God in their life don't feel compassion, because Jesus was moved with compassion. Sometimes we don't watch it. We don't have compassion for one another. We just take it for granted, you know. Yeah. So here's somebody's testimony. Yeah. That's, but what about if you was in a situation, you want somebody to pay attention to you? I try not to take nothing lightly, not for granted, because at their time of need, you won't need the Lord. And if you treat people that way, all cold and everything, then your time comes, nobody's not going to do nothing for you. You can die out of here alone. It's a lot of people, because of their personality, mean, hateful, and hard to get along with, they end up going out this world dying alone. It's an awful thing, I believe, to die alone. If you're going to be leaving out of here, you probably want somebody to cheer you on to heaven or something. You don't want nobody to help push you out of here. Nowadays, people push you out of here. If they know you got any terminal disease, anything, they help you push you out of here. People don't have no faith. They don't have confidence in God. Young lady I seen at one of the dollar stores I go to. Sometimes I've asked her. She's a real forward type person, but I don't know. I just end up having rapport with all kind of people. Some people have, they're real forward because they have issues and things, and a lot of times God could help you look past that and you still be nice to them. And that I've seen, that's the kind of person she don't really mean, that's just her personality and stuff. But she always told me about her mother being sick. So I hadn't been in there in a long time, so I asked her when I'm leaving, how was the mother? She said, oh, she got 2 days. I thought she said that, but I didn't actually want to believe she said it, but I thought she said it. I said, how somebody say, how you doing? She got 2 days. I thought to myself. And so I heard her say that, and I said, I think I asked her what she said. I don't know, because I thought this is what I said, but I want to make sure that's what she said. She said, well, she got two days. This going on, that going on. I thought I got away from that. I said, how somebody know somebody got 2 days? Now, they might tell you don't have long live, but how you narrow it down to 2 days? Even the doctors can't do that. Oh, God is all power. Amen. See, I said, you know, sometimes people find, said, this is not going on with her. Then she come in and out of mind. And so the people just sum it up, you got 2 days. I said, I don't want nobody around there with me. Like, I don't want nobody like that around me. She might have another month or two. 2 days. I never heard it like that. But I said, this not time. That's what people are. You know, people don't believe actually in God. And a lot of people don't believe in God. They don't believe in Him. Don't believe in none of that. They just think whatever's wrong with you, just accept it and take it and like it's a gift. And go on about your business. Ain't going to try to fight it or nothing. Ain't going to try to stand on faith or nothing. Some people, I don't believe in all that faith stuff. You know, you got to take everything they're giving. This stuff they're giving you sometimes have killing us. Because I don't know what it is. I'm not saying that the doctors, you know, what I'm saying that, they school, they practice medicine. That's what they do. They practice. So it's not perfect. They practice it. So they do what they went to school for. But I don't know. It's something about with me and medicine. I take things they give me and stuff. But it seems like to me, I take them one time. I get them get better for it. That stuff make me feel sicker than that or some side effect, some weird feeling or something. And I get better just on what, but I'm just saying, we depend on all this stuff. I'm not telling nobody you don't take medicine, because if your faith, if you don't believe God, you know, it's like they say, the doctor's the best friend that you can have. But I beg the difference, but I just think sometimes your system doesn't agree with sometimes the things they give you, and you tell me you, some things you might feel better, some things you feel worse. So I think it's, you know, up to you, but I'm just saying, you know, if you, you know, first, I want to hear what the Lord got to say. Somebody tell you got 2 days. Well, I want to hear what the Lord got to say. You know, so you can just help yourself on out here. They want to give you things. I'm talking to the individual. I'm getting to names and all that. They want to set you up for all this stuff and plug you up with all this stuff because they tell me you're going to need it around the road. So let me just hook you up right now. You might even need that. So, you know, we have to learn to talk to the Lord about what, see what he got to say about the situation. Amen. But when your heart is overwhelmed, that's who you go to him. We have to go to him. Sometimes your flesh, I'm not going to lie, my flesh, your flesh, you get tired, like your flesh get tired. I done went to the Lord. I done talked to the Lord. Lord, what's going on here? Devil try to fight your mind. He wants you to be weary in well doing. If you're doing well, God said, don't get weary. But he wouldn't say that because if he didn't know you would get weary. He knows we get weary. You know, if a child is making A's and B's and they doing to clean up the house, they doing all that, you know, they may do all this stuff, but they may get tired. They may look at somebody else if they ain't even clean up the house, they ain't doing nothing. I'm doing all this and they doing all this. I'm tired. You know, you may have a son, run around and do everything. You may have another child, don't do nothing, just sit around. You keep looking at it, I get tired. But God knows the way we take, amen? Yeah. He wants us to keep on, and don't be weary and well doing. And whatever we do, he wants us to do it as unto him. Because the Lord is a rewarder of them that diligently seek. Let's clap your hand big for the Lord. Thank the Lord. And let's everybody stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, just for strength and ability, God, to even minister, Lord, even God doing all we did today. Ha bokoshi kabahaya. Lord, we work as unto you, Lord. Man don't really pay us. We look for you to reward us with not just with money, whatever we stand in need of, Lord. Glory to God. Lord, with everything, God, that we've given out today, Lord, we ask you to give back unto us again in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, God, remember us, God. Lord, as we try to help others, strengthen us in every way, God. That let not one word fall to the ground, but accomplishing that is sent out to do. Lord, don't let us preach to others and be a castaway ourselves, Lord. God, don't let us encourage others and we be discouraged. Strengthen us in every way, God. God, when you strengthen us, that means you supply every need, God. You fulfill every vacancy. And that's what I ask you to do for me today, Lord. Supply every need and fulfill every vacancy, Lord. And Lord, we give you praise and we ask for directions throughout the rest of this day. God, we pray that not one word will fall to the ground that you've spoken to us today, but to accomplish in that which you're sending out to do. And Lord, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. May the Lord